This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon is ready to ship Ukraine a massive military package once a funding bill is signed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
U.S. officials say it includes what Ukraine desperately needs, including air defense munitions and artillery rounds. Some will arrive within days of the president signing the bill. And White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it can't happen soon enough, noting Russia's used the lag in U.S. aid deliveries to badly outgun the Ukrainians.
So we've got to try to make up some of that time.
The weapons infusion comes as British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced a $620 million package for Ukraine.
The largest ever package of UK military equipment,
including long-range missiles and ammunition. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN's Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an international investigation into reports of massive graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges, saying war crimes may have been committed. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the office was horrified by the destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa in Gaza City, and its second largest, the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis.
In relation to Al-Nasser, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demanded independent, effective, and transparent investigations into the deaths that should include international investigators. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.